Yesterday, Governor Walker asked the state legislature to repeal the state's Common Core educational standards at the start of the next legislative session in January.
Although a bill in the state assembly aimed at repealing those standards failed last session, activists around the state and some Republicans in the legislature have continued to call for those standards to be repealed.
Here with us now to talk about his response to Governor Walker's call is State Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt from Fond du Lac. He is the author of the assembly bill that failed last year, which was aimed at repealing the Common Core standards. Representative Thiesfeldt, welcome to Central Time.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. Well, obviously, you're pleased by the governor's decision. Were you surprised by it?
Well, I guess, no, I wouldn't say I was surprised by it, because it seems that that is the direction things are heading nationwide. You can hardly go a week now without some sort of news coming up about another state that is taking measures against the implementation of Common Core. And Wisconsin started looking at it last year, although the bill that I put forward at the time last year, along with a few other legislators, was not directly seeking a repeal of the Common Core standards. It certainly was interested in the process of putting standards together in Wisconsin. That got a lot of attention, which is a good thing. And I think that rather than calming the issue down, the opposition to it has only intensified since that time.
So tell me how you came to oppose the Common Core standards and what your thinking on that is.
Well, I spent almost 22 years in a classroom before I got in the legislature, and so I'm pretty well versed in what standards are all about. And if you hear some background noise, that's because I'm at the Fond du Lac County Fair right now.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
But after my 22 years of teaching and I got into the legislature, I started hearing more and more from people about these Common Core standards that were coming down the line. And after some investigation on my own, I decided it was time for us to take a closer look at the standards in the state of Wisconsin, and was able to be appointed to the special committee that was formed in the assembly last year. And we held hearings around the state and put out some resolutions that we wanted to see a process in Wisconsin where all of our academic standards would be studied on a periodic basis. In other words, put it on a schedule, because I think most people would find it hard to believe that we don't have something like that already, but we don't. And that was really the bill that was rejected, was the periodic review of the standards. And what the governor called for yesterday goes beyond that. He called for a full repeal, which, you know, I think that is the right direction to take. The time frame for doing this has become much shorter than if we had started action on it last spring already, and so that makes it more challenging to try to get something else in place in time. But I do believe that it is the appropriate direction for our state to take, to have our own set of standards, and not something that is driven out of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that, because that's one of the issues that has come up. If you're going to repeal something, obviously it would have to be replaced with something else, and you mentioned that time factor there. Talk about the time factor a little bit, and talk about what you would see as a process for replacing these. Who should be at the table? Who should be having these discussions?
Well, clearly you're not going to see legislators putting together standards for the schools. That should be done by people who are directly involved in the schools. Certainly the Department of Public Instruction needs to play a role in that. But ultimately, the legislature does have a say, just like they do on anything else that takes place in the state of Wisconsin where taxpayer dollars are spent. And so that is kind of the direction we need to take on it. I would be completely comfortable with the bill that we tried to get passed last session. I think that was a very measured response. But I think that the direction the citizens of Wisconsin are headed on this is that they want to see these standards, they're tired of the talk of studying them. They want to see them repealed. And as for what to put in its place, you know, we've been using standards in Wisconsin currently. Common Core standards are only math and English language arts, which encompasses a couple different courses. But it's mostly math and English. And if we had to continue using what we've been doing for the last few years in the interim until we got something else into place, that would be fine. It would be fine if we went back to the previous math and English standards that we've been using in Wisconsin. But ultimately, this is a direction we need to head, because I believe that the state of Wisconsin is best served by standards that are put together by and for specifically students in the state of Wisconsin.
Heard from some of your colleagues in the news this afternoon, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, saying that developing new standards now will be very difficult. It sounds like he's willing to take a look at it, but doesn't sound particularly enthusiastic yet. Heard a comment from Senator Luther Olson, who is the chair of the Education Committee on the Senate side, saying that he is not for this review either. It sounds as though that even though the governor is calling for something, that there's still a lot that's going to be a battle in the legislature.
Well, that shouldn't be surprising. It's an important issue. And we knew it was going to be a battle last time, and it's a battle all over the country. But where I do believe that we are looking at the future independence of our schools in the state of Wisconsin. Do we want schools that are essentially driven by standards that are coming out of Washington, D.C.? Because as we know, it's pretty hard to dispute the fact that any time you're going to allow involvement coming out of Washington, D.C., that involvement only grows over time. It doesn't get less. And so we have to understand that that is what's going to take place. I think that we know better here in Wisconsin. We have plenty of sharp people in place who can come up with a good, solid set of standards that aren't going to be tied down by the Department of Education in Washington, D.C.
Now, as you look ahead to the January session, what are you going to be doing between now and then to try to build support for this? I mean, it's a long way, and there's an election in the middle here, so there's a lot of other things going on. Is this just going to get lost in the shuffle?
Well, that's the interesting thing, is that one of the problems that we've had in schools, not only in Wisconsin but across the nation, is that less and less we have not had parental involvement in our schools. You think back 30, 20, 25, 30 years ago, even beyond that, parents were directly involved in almost every aspect of our schools, and that is not so much the case anymore. And so what was unusual about this whole process nationwide is that this has been driven by parents who have stood up and said, we are concerned about this, we don't like the direction it's headed, and we want it to be changed. And those citizens, just common everyday people who are taking control of their schools and their children's education, they are the ones who have brought this to the legislators and said, and pressured them to say, you know, we got to do something about this, and the legislators have responded. You know, that's what we're supposed to do, is respond to what people say, and I believe, after my studies and my years of experience, that there is a better direction to go on this.
Well, Representative, thank you for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. Have a good day.
Yeah, and enjoy the fair. We've been speaking with Assembly Representative Jeremy Thiesfeldt from Fond du Lac. During the last legislative session, he authored a bill aimed at reviewing the state's Common Core standards. And yesterday, Governor Walker called on the state legislature to repeal those standards.